Shalom to all! And you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Vayishlach, that's Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk says, Vateitzei Dina bas Leah, and Dina, the daughter of Leah, went out, Asher Yolda Liyakov, she was born to Yaakov, Liras Bivnei Sa'aris, to see the daughters of the land. Remember, they were in Shechem. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Bas Leah, she's the daughter of Leah. Vloy bas Yaakov, she's not the daughter of Yaakov. El Hashem Yitzi, also Nikris bas Leah. It's because she went out, she was called the daughter of Leah. Shaf Hi Yatzana Sa'isa, because Leah also was a person that went out all the time. Shenemar says, the Pasuk, Vateitzei Leah Lekrosai, Leah went out to greet him, and Ve'olea Mashul Mashul, on her the term was coined, Ki'ima Kibito, like mother, like daughter. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, Vayarisa Shechem ben Chamor Hachivi Nisi Aretz, and Shechem ben Chamor Hachivi, who was the prince of the land, he saw her, Vayikach Oisa, and he took her, Vayishkav Oisa Vayaneha, and he laid with her, and he afflicted her. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Vayishkav Oisa, he lay with her Kedarka the normal way, Vayaneha, and he afflicted her Shalai Kedarka the nap normal way. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Vatidbak Nafshe Bedina Bas Yaakov, and he became very attached to Dina Bas Yaakov, Vayaves Hanar, and he loved the maiden, Vayadaber Alev Hanar, and he spoke to her heart. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, Alev Hanara, he spoke to her heart. What does that mean? Dvarim HaMesiashim Alev, words that appeal to the heart. What did he tell her? Re'i Avich, look at your father, B'chelka Sada Ketana, he's a small little portion of field, Kama Mamin Bizbez, how much money he wasted on it. Ani Asiyech, I'm going to marry you, V'tikana Ir V'chos Daisel, and I'm going to buy you the city and all of the fields around it. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Dalet, V'yomer Shechem El Chamar Aviv Lemar, and Shechem said to Chamar, his father, saying, Kachli Es Hayalda Hazais Leisha, take this young one for me as a wife. V'yakov Shama, and Yaakov heard, Timia's Dina Bitoi, the Dina, his daughter, was defiled. Ubanav Hayuas Mikneo Basada, and his children were out in the fields with his sheep. Vechrosh Yaakov ad Bayim, and Yaakov was quiet until they came. Vayitze Chamar Avi Shechem al Yaakov, and Chamar, the father of Shechem, came to Yaakov Ladabri Itoi to speak to him. Ubanei Yaakov Bom and Asadik Shamam, and the sons of Yaakov came from the field, and they heard. Vayis Atzwa Anashim, and the men were distressed. Vayichar Lahem Ma'id, and they got very angry. Kinevala also be Yisrael, Lishkav as Bas Yaakov, for an outrage was done in Yisrael to lay with the daughter of Yaakov. Vechain Loyasa, and this is also not done. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zion. What does that mean? Vechain Loyasa. So this is also not done. Lanes is absulais to afflict besulais virgins. This is even if they're not the daughter of Yaakov. Sheuma is gadru atzma min arayis, because even all the other nations guarded themselves from immorality al yedei hamabul already from the mabul's time. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. Vaydaber Chamor itam lemar. Chamor spoke to them saying, Shechem beni chashka nafshe bitchem. Shechem, my son, his soul is very desirous for your daughter. Tenu na oisa loy leisha. Give her please to him as a wife. Vizchatnu oisanu, and you will marry with us. Beneseichem titnu lanu. You're going to give your daughters to us. Vez beneseinu take chulachem, and you can take our daughters for yourself. V'itanu teshevu, and you can live with us. V'ha'arz t'yelefneichem, and the land will be in front of you. Shavu scharuha, live in it and do business in it. V'yachazuba, and buy property in it. So he was really trying to give a good pitch to get Dina as a daughter-in-law. V'yemar Shechem el aviyah v'alachela, and Shechem said to her father and brothers, Emtzachen beinechem, let me find favor in your eyes. V'asher taimre elai atein, and whatever you say to me, I'm going to give. Harbu alai ma'oid, mayhar umaton, crease upon me very much. Mayhar, which means her ksuba, and maton is gifts, meaning tell me whatever you want, I'll give it. V'etna kasher taimre elai, I'm going to give whatever you say to me. Usnu lias hanar l'isha, just give me the maiden as a wife. Vayanu b'nei Yaakov es Shechem es Chamor aviv b'mir mavei daberu. And the sons of Yaakov answered Shechem and Chamor his father cleverly, and they said, and the reason why they answered him in such a way is because Asher timez Dina achaisam, because he defiled Dina their sister. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel b'mirma b'chachma, with wisdom. Asher timei hakasav oimer shaloi ha'isurumiyo. The pasuk is telling us that this was not deceit. Shaharei timez Dina achaisam, because they had defiled Dina their sister, and this was the only way to be able to get them. Bat chomish Pasuk Yud Dalad v'yomer halem, and they said to them, Loinu chalas esadavar hazeh, we're not able to do that. Los esachaseinu l'isha sherloi arla, to give our sister to someone who has an arla, he's not circumcised. Ki cherpa hilanu, for it's an insult for us. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yodalad, cherpa hi, shemetz psul hu etzlenu, it's a taint by us. Habal charf chaver, if a person wants to insult his friend, who aymer lo, he tells him, arel atoi, ben arel, cherpa b'chol makam gidof, this means a denigration for us. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tezvav, ach bezois neyes lachem, this is the way that we can agree to you, that we'll acquiesce to you, im tiu kamainu, if you're going to be like us, lehima lachem kol zachar, to circumcise all males. V'nasainu es b'naseinu lachem, then we'll give our daughters to you, v'es b'naseichem nikach lanu, and we're going to take your daughters for ourselves, v'yashavnu etchem, and we're going to live with you, v'yunulam echad, and we'll be one nation. V'im lois ish mo'elenu lehimol, but if you're not going to listen to us to circumcise, v'lokachnu es b'tenu v'alachnu, then we're going to take our daughter, and we're going to go. V'yitvu divrem b'enei chamor, and their words sounded good in the eyes of chamor, b'enei shchem ben chamor, in the eyes of shchem, the son of chamor. V'loi echa arnar lasis hadover, and the lad did not delay in doing it, ki chofetz vas Yaakov, because he really desired the daughter of Yaakov, v'hu nichbod mikol beis aviv, and he was most respected in all of his father's house. And Chamor and Shechem his son came to the gate of their city, and they spoke to the people of their city, saying, these people, they are peaceful, they're wholehearted with us. Let them settle in the land and do business in it. And the land is a very wide hands in front of them. As we're going to take their daughters for wives, and we're going to give our daughters to them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. They're coming peaceful and with a wholeheartedness. Chavas Yadayim, Ka'adam Shiyade Rechava Uvatran, it's like a person who is broad-handed and generous, Kloimar, meaning to say, Atafsidu Klum, you will not lose anything by letting them live here. Prakmatya Harbi Balakan, there's a lot of goods that come here to be sold, Ve'en Lakainim, and not everyone buys it, so there's enough good to go around for everyone. Back to Chomesh Paschav Beis, Ach Bazaisi Aisu Lano Anashim Lashavis Yitanu, it's only with this that the men are going to acquiesce to live with us, Lias La'amecha, to be one nation, Behima Lanu Kal Zachar, all of our males have to be circumcised, Kasher Hemni Mailim, just like they're circumcised. Whether livestock and their possessions and all their animals not be ours, let's agree to them, and then they're going to live with us. And all the people that went out of the gated city, they listened to Chamor and Shechem his son, and all the males got circumcisions. He was on the third day when they were in pain. The two sons of Yaakov, Shimon and Levi, who were the brothers of Dina, each man took his sword, they came into the city confidently, vayargu kol zachar, and they killed every male. Ves chamor ves shchem benoy hargu lefi charev, and chamor and shchem his son they killed by sword. Vayikhu es dinu beis shchem vayetzeu, and they took Dina from Shchem's house and they left. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk chafei shnei bnei Yaakov, the two sons of Yaakov, but we also call them individually by their names, Shimon and Levi. So banav hayu, they were his sons. But va'afal pikein, even so, nagu atzman Shimon v'Levi kishar nashim she'enam banav, they acted just like a regular Shimon and Levi, people that aren't his kids. Shalali natu etzeh menu, they didn't ask him for advice. Achei Dina, why is it that we call them the brothers of Dina? Lefisha masru atzma aleha, since they were meiser nefesh for her, nikru achel, they're called her brothers. Betach, they came in confidently, shahayu kaivim, because everyone was in pain. Umejish agada, betuchim hayu akaycha shal zaken, they were confident in the power of the elder, referring to Yaakov, their father. Back to Chomesh Pasuch of Zayin, b'nei Yaakov, the sons of Yaakov, bo'al chalalim, they came upon the corpses, v'yavayzu ho'ir, and they plundered the city, asher timu achaysam, that defiled their sister, es tzayinim, es bekarim, es chamei rehem, their flocks and cattle and donkeys, v'es asher ba'ir, v'es asher basad l'kachu, and that which was in the city and in the field they took, v'es kol chelim, and all their wealth, v'es kol tapalim, and all the children, v'es nesheim, and their wives, shavu, they took captive, v'yavayzu, and they plundered, v'es kol asher ba'bais, and everything that was in the house, v'yamer Yaakov al Shimon al-Levi, and Yaakov told Shimon al-Levi, achartem oisi, you've made me achur, lahavisheni b'yoshvei ha'aretz, b'kenani b'prizi, in front of the Canaanian prizi, v'anim esay mispar, I'm just few in number, v'nasvu alai v'yikuni, and they're going to gather upon me and strike me, v'nishmati aniu besi, and me and my household are going to be destroyed. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed, what exactly was he telling his sons? Achartem, l'shoin mayim achurim, this is an expression of dirty water, ain't that tzlul la'achshav, now I don't have a clear mind because of what happened. V'agada is tzlul ha'isa chavis, the barrel was very clear, v'achartem ha'isa, and you've made it all dirty now. Masayros ha'isa b'yad kananim, the kananim, they have a masayros, shi'aplu b'yad b'nei Yaakov, that they're going to fall to the hands of Yaakov. Elishayu Aymer, the kananim used to say, ad asher tifer v'nechaltes ha'aretz, it's only once they increase and they inherit the land, only then it's going to happen that we're going to fall to them. L'fika chayushayiskim, that's why they were quiet and they allowed them to live there. But now that they fell at this point in time, so Yaakov was afraid that they were going to totally destroy him. Mesei Mispar, he said, anashim mu'atim, we only have a few people, so why did you do this? Why did you start up with them? Yaakov asks his sons, now they're going to all gang up against us and destroy us. So back to Chomesh Pasuk La'am Aleph, what was their response? By Yaimu, when they said, Hakazoina Yases Achaisenu, is our sister to be treated like a harlot? And now after this incident, Paraklamet Hey Pasuk Aleph, Vayemel Kimel Yaakov, Hashem said to Yaakov, Kum, get up, Ale Beis El, go to Beis El, Veshev Sham, and live over there, Vasei Sham Mizbeach, make a Mizbeach over there, Lakel Hanir Alecha, to the God that appeared to you, Bevarchacham Bnei Esav Achicha, when you ran away from Esav your brother. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, Kum, Ale, Lefisha, Echarta Baderach, since you delayed along the way, and Anashta, that's why you're punished, Uvalacha, Zois Mbitcha, and this came to you because of your daughter, you were on your way to go there and you delayed, and that's why this happened. So you really got to go there very quickly and set up that mizbeach. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Beis. Vayomer Yaakov Abbeis, so Yaakov said to his household, Veskol Asher Imay, and to everyone that was with him, Hasiru Selehei Anecha Asher B'Seichem, remove all the foreign gods that are with you, V'hi Taharu, and purify yourself, V'achlifu Simlaseichem, and change your clothing, V'nakuma V'nala Beis El, we're going to get up and go to Beis El, V'es Hashem Mizbeach, I'm going to make a mizbeach over there, Lokel Ha'ina Oisi B'yem Tarasi, to the God that answered me in the day of my distress, V'hi Madi, and he was with me, Badarcha Asher Alachti, on the journey that I went along. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Hanechar, Shiesh Bietcha Mishal Shel Shchem. You have some foreign gods from the booty of Shchem. V'yitaharu mehavayetz kechavim, you shall cleanse yourself from these idols. V'chlifusim loisechem, why should you switch your clothing? Shema yesh bietchem ksus shavayetz kechavim, perhaps some of your clothing is from idol worshippers. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Dalet, V'yinu al Yaakov es kol ehe hanechar shebiyadam, so they gave Yaakov all the foreign gods that were in their hands, v'es hanuzam ma'asher ba'azneim, and the rings that were in their ears. V'yitmayin oisam Yaakov, and Yaakov buried them tachas ho'ela asher im Shchem, underneath the tree that was by Shchem. V'yisoh, when they traveled. V'yi chitas elikim al arim asher sveiseim, and there was a godly fear on all the cities that were around them. V'loi rodafu achrei b'nei Yaakov, and they did not chase after the sons of Yaakov. V'yava Yaakov luz asher b'aretz Canaan, Yaakov came to Luz, that's in the land of Canaan. He beis el, that's beis el. Hu v'chol arim asher imoy, him and all the people that were with him. V'yiven sham mizbech, and he built a mizbech over there. V'yikol amakim, he called the place Kael beis el, ki sham nigl because over there Hashem revealed himself when he was running away from his brother. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zion, Kel Beis El, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beveis El, Hashem is in Beis El, Gilu Shechinase Beveis El, his revelation of his Shechina is in Beis El. Bat Chomesh Pasuk Ches, Vatamas Devayra Menekes Rivka, and Devayra, the nursemaid of Rivka, died, Vatikaver Mitachas LeBeis El Tachas HaAloin, and she was buried below Beis El, underneath the HaAloin, Vayikar Shmai Aloin Bachos, and he called its name Aloin Bachos. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, Vatamas Devayra, Ma Inyan Devayra Beis Yaakov, what in the world does Devayra have to do in the house of Yaakov? She was a nursemaid of Rivka, why was she with Yaakov? Elifisha Amar Rivka LeYaakov, since Rivka had told Yaakov, Vishalachti L'kachticha Misham, I'm going to send for you and take you from there, Shalcha Devayra Etzlei Padan Aram Latzis Misham. She sent Devayra, her nursemaid, to go to Padan Aram to take Yaakov from there, Umesa Baderech, and Devayra died along the way. What does that mean, underneath Beis El? Ha'ir Yosheves Bahar, this city of Beis El was on the mountain, V'nikbara Baragli Ahar, and she was buried at the foot of the mountain. Tachas Ha'aloin, under the Ha'aloin, V'shipule Meshra, at the bottom of the plain. Shahaya Mishar Melamal B'shipu Ahar, there was a plain above by the incline of the mountain, V'akvur Melamata, and she was buried below. U'mishar Shal Beis El, Hayu Karin Lai Ha'aloin, and this plain of Beis El was called Ha'aloin. V'agada teaches us, Nisbasar Shom Be'evil Sheni, that he was actually informed about a second Avelis, a second mourning there. Shuhuga Lai Al'ima Shemesa, he was told that his mother died. The Ha'aloin Blashi Nivani, and this word Ha'aloin in the Greek language means Acher, another, meaning he heard about another mourning. Olafisha Limu as Yai Masya, since they concealed the day of her death, meaning they buried her at night, Shloi Kalu Abreas Akaris Shiatsin Menu Esav, so that everyone shouldn't curse the stomach that Esav came from, Afakasvalai Pirsama, so too the Torah doesn't tell us about her death either. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Vayera Lekim Al Yaakov Oid, Hashem appeared to Yaakov again, Bevoimi Padan Aram, when he was coming from Padan Aram, Vayvar Chasay, and he blessed him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. What does that mean, Oid, again? Pam Sheni Makam Azeh, this is the second time he appeared to him in this very place. Echad Belechtoiv, Echad Beshuvai, once when he was leaving his father's house, once when he was going back. Vayvar Chasay, he blessed him. What type of blessing did he give him? Berchas Avelim, this is the blessing of Avelim, meaning Nicham Avelim, Hashem was Menachem Avel. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud, Vayyar Melo Yakim, Hashem told him, Shimcha Yaakov, your name is Yaakov. Leikari Oit Shimcha Yaakov, your name is not going to be called Yaakov anymore. Kim Yisrael Yeshmecha, for Yisrael is going to be your name. Vayyikar as Shema Yisrael, and he called his name Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud, Leikari Shimcha Oit Yaakov, why is your name not going to be Yaakov anymore? Leshoin Adam Habab Imairo Vaakva, the name Yaakov connotes someone that's coming with ambush and trickery. El Leshoin Sar Vinugid, you're going to have a name that connotes someone who's an officer and a nobleman, that's the name Yisrael. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Lo Elikim, Hashem told him, Ani Kel Shakai, I am Kel Shakai, Purei Urevei, be fruitful and multiply. Goy Ukahal Goyim Yemimeka, a nation and congregation of nations are going to come from you, Umalacha Mechal Etzech Yetzeu, and kings will come from your loins. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ani Kel Shakai, what's his understanding of the name Kel Shakai? The name Shakai is broken up into two words, She Dai, meaning Shani Kedai Levarech, I have sufficient with me that I can bless Shabrachas Shali, because all the brachas are mine. Purei Urevei, Hashem Shadai Loinel Binyamin, because Binyamin was not born yet. Even though she was already pregnant with him, he said you should be fruitful and multiply. Goy, who's this nation being spoken about in the Pasuk? Binyamin, that's referring to Binyamin. Goyim, Menashe v'Ephraim, this is referring to Menashe and Ephraim. Shasidim Latzis Miyosef, they're going to end up coming from Yosef. Vehem B'minyan HaShvatim, and they're counted among the Shvatim. Umalachim, who are these kings being referred to over here? Shol v'Ish Baishas, Shayim Mishav Binyamin, Shadayin Loi Noled, they were coming from Shev Binyamin, whom we just said was not born yet. And next Rashi, Goyu Kahal Goyim, Shagoyim Asidim Banav Le'asois, his children are destined to become like the nations, Kiminyan HaGoyim, Shem Shivim Umais, like the number of the nations, which are 70 nations. V'chein kol Sanhedrin, so too all the Sanhedrin. Shivim, there's 70 Sanhedrin. Davarach, another understanding, this is for the negative. Shasidim banav l'hakir b'shas isra abamas, that his children are going to end up bringing karbanas at the time where it's asr to bring a karban on a private mizbech, that's abama, kegayim avdi kachavim, like the gayim that serve idols, b'me'el yo, this happened in the times of El Yo. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue with these brachas that Hashem was giving Yaakov with the sixth aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.